Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. It's exactly 8 o'clock. Stay right where you are. It's news time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump has gotten his wish for the indictment of one of his most outspoken critics. Correspondent Scott McFarlane reports from Washington.
James Comey, who was fired as FBI director by President Trump in 2017, was charged with two federal counts Thursday.
I have great confidence in the federal judicial system, and I'm innocent.
Comey is charged with obstruction of a congressional proceeding and making a false statement when he denied authorizing leaking information to the press during Senate testimony in 2020.
CBS News legal analyst Caroline Polisi believes the president's social media posts could backfire.
You can bet your bottom dollar that the first motion Comey and his attorneys will be making is one for a selective and vindictive prosecution, and they've got the evidence there in the form of that Truth Social tweet, which is one of the strongest cases I've ever seen for a selective prosecution.
A statute of limitations in the case was due to expire next week. President Trump has announced a new round of taxes on imports. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
We have a 100% tariff on all imported pharmaceuticals, a 50% tariff on kitchen cabinets, 30% on upholstered furniture, and a 25% on heavy-duty trucks. That is how your groceries get to the grocery store. So if the costs for those go up, it could trickle down to your groceries.
The new tariffs are set to kick in next Wednesday. An independent review finds a series of breakdowns in the response to Southern California's devastating Palisades and Eaton fires. CBS's Carter Evans reports from Los Angeles.
The report stopped short of assigning blame, but found plenty of factors that created delays both in the emergency response and in providing alerts. 31 people died in the fires. More than 16,000 structures were destroyed.
The cause of the fires is still under investigation. Officials in Washington state say forensic tests confirm remains found in a wooded area last week are those of a former Army soldier wanted in the murders of his three young daughters in May. Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison.
We have received our DNA results back from the Washington State Patrol's crime lab from the items that we recovered last week. That would be the clothing and also the human remains. We are glad to say that those remains do come back as a positive match for Travis Decker.
An ancient skull unearthed in China could rewrite the story of human evolution. CBS's Vicky Barker has the story from the Foreign Desk.
The finding that a large-brained cousin to Neanderthals and us Homo sapiens was walking the earth in China a million years ago, 400,000 years earlier than thought, and, well, on the wrong continent, Asia, not Africa.
Dow futures up 65. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Microsoft update might come Monday. Caledonia's Plan Commission will meet Monday to discuss rezoning 245 acres for Microsoft's new data center there. People living in the area are worried about environmental impacts and neighborhood changes. If the commission moves the plan along, it goes to the village board next for possible final approval. A 20-year-old man from Georgia faces serious charges in Racine County for sending inappropriate images to minors on Snapchat. Ashton Lewandowski is being held in the Racine County Jail on a $75,000 bond after authorities say he targeted several underage girls, one in Mount Pleasant. 894 in Milwaukee County will be fully closed all weekend for repairs. In case your map app doesn't update properly, the impact is from 76th Street to Greenfield. Drivers should expect delays and follow detours until early Monday morning. Lightning killed a 48-year-old DNR worker in Washington County Monday while he was out working in the woods. Officials warn everyone to be cautious during storms, reminding people how dangerous lightning can be. And Racine has a new program offering affordable computers and free training to close the digital divide. People who qualify can buy a computer for just $10 after completing the training. There's more about the effort on the City of Racine's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Pack prepares for Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay's Tucker Kraft says he's doing better after suffering a knee injury last week in practice. The tight end says, give me the ball.
I'm going to run each route on the field like I'm going to catch the football, and I'm going to block each play like I'm at the point of attack. You know, I believe that I offer a different kind of consistent explosiveness whenever I get the ball in my hands. So that's always just, you know, my argument is what happens when 85 touches the football? Is he breaking tackles? Is he getting in the end zone? That's just my brand.
Baseball tonight at AmFam Field as the Brewers wind down the regular season against the Cincinnati Reds. The magic number for the Crew down to one. Owner Mark Antanasio.
You know, we keep knocking on the door here, and I think getting a bye is really helpful because we get just a little healthier. Look, we'll see starting October 4th, right?
That's the Brewers' Mark Antanasio with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Helmer.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight. Our low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
I'm the type of person that if I know I'm not going to see any of you tomorrow, I'm going to wear the same clothes tomorrow. Anybody else like that? Right, because sometimes you're like, you know what? I only wore this for 4 hours, and it was mostly in air conditioning. I can wear it again. I'm addicted to online articles, right? I love relationship advice, especially bad relationship advice. It's perfect, isn't it? Because you'll always see, like, articles where it's like, we interviewed 100 men, and here's the two things they want in a woman. Or we interviewed two women, and here's 146 things they want in a man. Number one trait on that list, height. Women want a tall guy, right? Yeah. I'm 5'5". Thank you, ladies. I know. They want height, because when they go out, they want to wear heels, live it up, and feel protected. I'm not doing any of that for you, okay? I got this suit from a Build-A-Bear. I'm not intimidating. Okay?
They smile in your face. All the time they wanna take your place.
stab. Stab, stab, stab. Wow. A little violence on there. Backstabbers, the OJs. It's 8:11. Local news, Tampa's hits, WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 73. Sunshine tomorrow, 81. Sunshine Sunday with a high near 72. As a matter of fact, sunny every day, at least through next Thursday. That's as far as I go. Through next Thursday, 7 days. Whoa, that's nice. All right, currently right now it's sunny and 61 degrees. A beautiful morning right here at Radio Park. All right. This is kind of a good news story. You ready for this? A video of a candy shop owner in Calgary, Canada is making the rounds after a social media do-gooder popped in for a treatment. He wanted to buy something for $4, but claimed he only had $3.50. The clerk said, well, that was enough. She'd take it. Then after he paid, he pulled out a wallet and tried to hand her $40 just for being nice. She wouldn't accept it. But a donation jar was out for an annual event in Canada called the Kidney March. So you put the $40 in the jar to help them out. See what happens? You do good things and you returned immediately with something else good. I like the way that story turned out. Excellent. That is a feel-good story. Here's Mary Wells, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. My guy.
Nothing you can take and tear.
Museum, local news, and timeless hits.
Why haven't I?
Linda Scott, I've told every little star. It's 8:17, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. All right, in case you're wondering, a premium AI app claims it can pinpoint the exact moment you will die. First, you have to answer a few questions like, you know, your health and social habits. Do you really want to know? Are you really curious? I don't want to know. Don't tell me. Keep it a secret. Here's Pete with the beats.
I'm Pete Schwabba. In Nepo Baby News, Sawyer Spielberg, yes, relation, has signed on to play the lead in a new film called Once Upon a Time in Hell's Kitchen, according to Variety. The film is based on Colin Broderick's book of the same name. The young Spielberg most recently appeared in Materialists opposite Dakota Johnson and Pedro Pascal. The 33-year-old actor is the son of director Steven Spielberg and actress Kate Capshaw and will also executive produce the project. For what it's worth, he is a well-trained actor, but I'm sure the last name has opened a few doors. It took a screwball comedy to bring the hilarious Rick Moranis out of retirement. The Honey, I Shrunk the Kids star has announced that he will be part of Spaceballs 2, where he will reprise his role as Dark Lord Helmet in the sequel to the 1987 original. According to Variety, Amazon MGM Studios has announced that production is underway and the film should hit theaters in 2027. Better Spaceballs 2 for a comeback than another Honey, I Shrunk sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's big deal of the day. Keep your golf game strong at X Golf Kenosha, your indoor golf escape where it's always 72 and sunny. No wind, no rainouts, no cold hands, just perfect conditions playing on over 50 championship courses. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or teeing up fun with your friends, X Golf Kenosha is your year-round golf getaway. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
When you choose Hospice Alliance, you receive support from expert-level caregivers every step of the way, from understanding the Medicare-Medicaid hospice benefit and what private insurances cover to grief support for the entire family. Hospice Alliance will provide the very best care to every patient who comes in to see them and will never turn away a patient for inability to pay. At Hospice Alliance, adding life to days is their goal. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Get ready for a night of pure funk and soul. The Genesee Theater presents a legendary double bill you won't want to miss. That's right, it's the horn-driven sound of Power of Power and the iconic funk of War live on stage. Hear all the hits from Soul with a capital S to Why Can't We Be Friends. It's a powerhouse performance of classic funk, R&B, and soul. Don't wait. Tower of Power and War at the Genesee Theater, Saturday, November 1st. Get your tickets now at the Genesee Theater box office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamp designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Cool down and perk up at Main Street Bakery, where iced coffee dreams come true. Craving a refreshing boost? They have the bold cold brews and creamy caramel lattes to match your mood. Start your morning strong or treat yourself to a midday pause. Anytime is the right time. Pair your drink with a light, summery sweet treat to turn any break into a mini celebration. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Williams and the Zodiacs. That's day 824. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. The forecast for the weekend, sunshine today with a high near 73, partly cloudy, 60 low tonight. Sunshine Saturday, highs 81. Sunshine Sunday with a high near 72. Sunshine right through next Thursday, as a matter of fact. No rain in the forecast at all. Right now it's sunny, 61 degrees, right here at Radio Park. All right, a great soundtrack album can make a so-so movie much better. Rolling Stone magazine put together a list of the 101 greatest soundtracks of all time. These were the top five. Number five was Saturday Night Fever. Number three was The Harder They Come. Help was number two. Purple Rain was number one. And this one was number four on the greatest soundtracks of all time.
It's been a hard
and I
always think of the movie The Blues Brothers when I hear Aretha Franklin sing Think. Yeah, great song. It's 8:29, local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN. We're talking high school sports, high school football with Dick Graceffa. And the game of the week coming up in just a few moments. But right now, it's 8:30. Let's check our local news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Caledonia's Plan Commission will meet Monday about Microsoft. The commission is thinking about rezoning 245 acres for Microsoft's third Racine County data center. The proposal has sparked community concerns about environmental impacts and neighborhood character, with many people showing up at a meeting this week. The data center needs to be rezoned from farmland to light industrial before any construction can begin. The Plan Commission's recommendation would go to the full village board before a final vote. A 20-year-old man from Georgia is accused of exposing himself to minors and causing harm to a child in Mount Pleasant. A criminal complaint filed in Racine County Court says Ashton Lewandowski faces several felony charges related to images and videos sent on Snapchat in July. Authorities say Lewandowski communicated with several underage girls online and sent inappropriate images to a 14-year-old here. Lewandowski now faces five serious charges in Racine County. He's in custody being held on a $75,000 cash bond. Racine is trying to reduce the digital divide. The city has a new program offering affordable computers and free training to those who qualify. It's a joint effort with the Racine Literacy Council, and the effort will sell computers for just $10. That's after participants complete a digital skills training. To qualify, people must live in the city, meet income guidelines, and not already own a recent computer. People interested can register at the Racine Literacy Council on Lake Avenue during their regular business hours. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight. Our low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The divorce rate for men and women in their 50s has quadrupled in the last decade. You know why? Because science will not let us die. You're sitting there, you're with someone for 25 years, you're in your 50s, and at one point, even in the best marriage, you're thinking, three more decades, really? With this bag of nothing? Three more decades of watching him drool in his sleep? Three more decades of her going, I'm kind of gassy today. Even in the best marriage, at one point, you look over and go, not my best choice. I don't want to bum you out, but it's true.
Dick Graceffa from DG Sports is with me. We're talking high school football because tonight is Friday night. That's Friday Night Lights. And Dick and I brought out our calculators a few minutes ago, and we figured out through all the calculations there's four games left, including tonight, right?
That's right.
And then it's the playoffs.
Yeah, we got four games left tonight, and tonight it's a big night for a lot of teams around the state because they can become playoff eligible tonight with their fourth conference win. And we have one of them tonight in Badger out of Lake Geneva, who's ranked number one in the state in Division II, going up against Burlington, who needs two more wins to become playoff eligible. So we're looking at probably a very good high-scoring game tonight.
Yeah, west of the eye, you'll be out there with beautiful weather tonight. Now, in Racine, are there any schools that are eligible, effective, if they win tonight?
Yes. Both Union Grove, who's ranked, by the way, now number 10 in the state in Division II, and also St. Catharines, both of them with wins tonight will become playoff eligible.
Okay, yeah. And Union Grove, we've been covering a lot of Union Grove games this year.
Yes, we have. We still may have them one more time this year. We're going to see. I may flex the schedule in week 9. They play this Badger team, and if it's for the conference title, that'll be the game we do that in week 9.
Okay, so you said they're playoff eligible. What happens after these four games? What's the next thing we do after these four games are played now?
Well, then we begin playoffs, and the first week of playoffs is called level 1, then the next week level 2, 3, and you have to advance out of level 4 to go to Camp Randall to play for a state championship. So, in other words, after the regular season's done, you'd have to win 5 more games to be a state champion.
That's a lot to put on some high school kids, isn't it? You got to win to get there. But
yeah.
You know what it is? That's life, because you got to win to move ahead in life. So you might as well learn it with football, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Nobody gets ahead in this world by losing. You have to win. I just want to remind people that you can hear the game tonight on WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. And you can hear the game, or you can hear the stream on DG Sports. And here it is, dgsports.mixlr.com, dgsports.mixlr.com. And I just wanted to remind people of something here. Yeah, here it is. Our sponsors include the Main Street Bakery and Lee's Deli. All right. So who's your color commentator tonight?
Dylan Dooley, he's been with me all year, and this is actually his third year of doing color commentary. Does a very nice job.
Now, just one thing. Now, it's different with professional sports. You get to know the players every year, but with high school sports, players come and go throughout the year, throughout the years, because they graduate and they move on. How do you remember? You see the numbers on the players. You have the sheet in front of you, obviously. But does it get to a point where you don't have to check the sheet after a while when you're watching the game? You know the players on the field?
Well, if you do them more than once, like we have Union Grove this year, yes, you master them very quickly. But you're correct. A lot of studying if you're doing high school football.
Yeah, and you don't have the history like with professional sports. We can just go online and check the history of every player. All the stats are there. Doesn't work that way with high school sports. You have to do your homework is what you have to do each week.
Exactly. That's what a lot of people don't realize, how much you got to put into prepping for a game from week to week.
Yeah, it's still, you do the prep for the college and also pro sports, but you can go online and get that information. You can't do that with high school sports. Okay, so quick reveal here. We're going west of the eye tonight. Excuse me, west of the eye. Lake Geneva Badger at Burlington. The game starts at, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff, right?
That is correct.
Okay, the game's on WRJN Radio, but you can also hear the stream if you want your aunt in Plover or Aunt Millie out in South Dakota to listen to the game. You can have them tune in to dgsports.mixlr.com. Dick, looking for an exciting game, Friday Night Lights tonight, and we'll talk to you next Friday morning. You there? Hello? Did he hang up? Did I lose him? I guess so. All right. Dick Graceffa tonight, Friday Night Lights, right here on WRJN. We're going to be talking to Mike Clemens in just a moment. Get the lowdown on pro sports. But first, here's Luke Christie.
Listen to me, baby. You got to understand. Hey, you're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey, listen to me, baby. It's hard to settle down. Hey, am I asking too much for you to stick around?
Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed, stop, I can't stop,
stop, I can't stop. I love lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind,
in the pines waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind
love forever, but till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
and the Kinks all day, all the night. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today, a beautiful day with a high near 73. Beautiful weather this weekend, too. It's sunny and 61 degrees right now at Radio Park. So a 10-year-old boy and his 11-year-old sister stole their mother's car because she took away their electronics. Now get this. He is 10, she's 11. They drove 200 miles before being caught by police. Thankfully, no one was hurt. I think at age 11, I was trying to master that two-wheeled bicycle. These two kids drove 200 miles in a car, and I was trying to not, you know, fall off my bicycle, take the training wheels off. But, you know, whoa, that's something. It's 8:45, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Ah, yes. I can remember Tom Cruise skating across the floor in his underwear in the movie doing this.
Take those old records.
Seeger, an old-time rock and roll. Yeah, the movie that Tom Cruise was, I guess he was dancing to the song in his underwear, skating across the floor. Risky Business, that was it. And then Ron Reagan Jr. did a parody of that on Saturday Night Live, came out in the opening and skated across the floor in his underwear to old-time rock and roll. All right, check this out. A woman was bombarded with calls from friends after her obituary was accidentally posted online, despite her being alive. It happened when a post about her new business got mixed up with the obituary section. Now, I think it would be interesting to find out what people say about you when they think you passed away. Wouldn't you like to know that? Find out who your friends really are? Okay, the morning show sponsored every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward, one step at a time. Learn more at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA. Hey.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there, because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call the Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
Are you ready to upgrade your home or maybe even start fresh with a brand new build? Royal Construction LLC will turn your ideas into reality. From new home construction to eye-catching kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. They specialize in concrete and stamp designs that add both beauty and strength to your space. Fully licensed, insured, and trusted for quality that stands the test of time. No matter the size of the project, Royal Construction delivers. Find them on Facebook at Royal Construction LLC and build your dreams together.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Michigan's Supreme Court will hear a challenge against the Line 5 pipeline, the same oil pipeline Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to reroute across northern Wisconsin. Opponents argue the Michigan Public Service Commission broke state laws when it approved the company's plan to drill an oil tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin shows nitrate pollution is taking a toll in our state. Thousands of families are paying higher costs to access safe drinking water and facing serious health risks because of nitrate pollution from fertilizer and manure. In 2022, farmers likely applied 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer beyond what crops needed. Right now on the Defender podcast, what do data centers mean for our water, land, energy bills, and why is it so hard to find out? An in-depth conversation on the secrets of data centers. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, our sports guy for Civic Media and WRJN, Mike Clemens, is here. And good morning, Mike. How are you this morning?
Hey, Don.
Okay, let's start off with the Brewers this morning. What a year for the Brewers.
Yeah, 96 wins, so they have tied the franchise record for most wins in a regular season. They open up a series this weekend against the Cincinnati Reds. They're trying to claw their way into the playoffs, maybe get a wild card spot. First pitch tonight's at 7:10. Quinn Priester on the mound for the Crew. The Brewers have won 19 games in a row whenever this guy has made an appearance pitching for the team. And so what's at stake is this. If the Brewers win one game this weekend, they secure home field advantage. So in other words, they would finish out the season on Sunday afternoon. They'd have all next week off. And then October 4th, in the divisional round, they'd wait to see who would emerge and come to Milwaukee and play. So, you know, that's the best case scenario. On the other hand, it's a whole week off. And so what, some of their pitchers, you know, can rest up, like their closer, Trevor McGill. He's got this sore throwing elbow. Maybe that's enough time so he could get back into action. But it's also a long break. You know, teams get a little rusty during the bye. Whatever the case, that's what the scenario is. So either if the Brewers win or if the Phillies lose a game, because the Phillies are just a couple games behind them, Phillies are at home this weekend against the Minnesota Twins. And so that's what's at stake. But in the meantime, there's still a few minutes left, if you like. You know, drive to American Family Field where you can get your free pocket pancake. Did you see this?
Yeah, that the coach, he keeps pocket pancakes in his pocket, which is odd, but he does it, and now everyone's doing it.
Pat Murphy, yeah. The manager, is all words that start with a P. Pat Murphy is in the manager of the team. About 6 weeks ago, he's doing a live interview during the game, and he whips this pancake out of his pocket, and the reporter says, what are you doing there, Pat? Oh, you know, look at pocket pancake, you know, a little carb to pick me up. We're on the seventh inning. These games get to be late. It's a long day.
Especially,
so, you know, this thing takes off. So today, the Brewers are handing out free pocket pancakes in the parking lot of American Family Field. I'm reading from the press release here. The first 3,000 guests would get a T-shirt, a Pocket Pancake Brewers T-shirt. Murph is supposed to be there and show up, even though he's got a game tonight. They have a polka band, and they have a either convenient drive-through or the Pocket Pancake tent where folks can there mingle and listen to polka music and eating pancakes. It's pretty funny stuff.
I can't imagine that not having lint on it.
I know.
You take it out of your pocket.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. We have to mention this is kind of a, this was shocking to see. The Guardians were taking on Detroit this past week, and David Fry, the DH for the Guardians, gets hit in the face with a 99 mile an hour fastball.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there, you can wear a helmet. This, and like Yelich has got him. And I know that Sal Frelick from the Brewers has got. There's a little guard that can come over and cover sort of your nose and mouth. No, Fry takes it right to the nose, right to the nose. They had to take, rush him to the emergency room to, you know, surgically repair the nose and all that. Yeah, he went, that was tough. But, you know, what's really amazing over there in the American League is how the Guardians, and, you know, I was just in Cleveland last weekend, they have caught up to the Detroit Tigers. The Tigers had, like, the worst collapse in the month of September ever. And so now Cleveland is tied with Detroit going into this weekend for the AL Central, and so we'll be keeping an eye on that on the other league.
Let's talk about football, college football, and the Badgers.
The Badgers, they lost last week in Maryland, 27-10. It was actually even worse than that. So, you know, the Badgers football team, they start off, they win their first two non-conference games, as you would expect. They lost at Alabama. Okay, that understood. But by the time they got to last weekend's game at home to start their Big Ten schedule and highly favored over the Maryland Terrapins, you know, I mean, first of all, they didn't get 100% show up from the fans at Camp Randall. By the end of the game, half the stadium was empty, and the folks that stayed behind started chanting, "Fire Luke Fickell." And, I mean, it's getting serious because after 3 years, they don't really seem to have an identity as to who they want to be or, you know, what works for them offensively. Now, some people say it's tough for any coach right now with this NIL and paying players. But the Wisconsin State Journal put out a report that said, no, actually the Badgers, you know, one of the top-ranked teams in terms of how much they've got financially resources to build a roster. So Fickell under the microscope. It's not good, too, when you lose a game like that where you're heavily favored, and the very next day your athletic director, the guy you report to, the guy that hired you, Chris McIntosh, is spotted up in a suite at a Badger volleyball game talking to Mike McCarthy, who drove down from Green Bay. You know, love to be a fly on the wall for that. Like, I mean, it looked very much like, did you see our game, Mike? What do we need to do? What do you need to fix it? So, yeah, it's very tense moments. So the Badgers have this week off. Doesn't get any easier. Next weekend, they got to go to Michigan and play the number 19th-ranked Wolverines.
Let's talk about the Badgers. Let's talk about the Packers. You mentioned Green Bay. Packers playing against the Cowboys coming up Sunday night.
Yeah, Packers coming off a horrible loss to the Browns. The Packers are highly favored. Did you know the Browns have not won a game since last November?
I know. You know? They're so hapless.
Yeah, I mean, I was covering the game in Cleveland. It was as if they had won, you know, the Lombardi Trophy because they were so excited to pull off that win. But, you know, the Packers lost three of their starting offensive linemen. They had a lot of false starts. And, you know, the Browns were hanging around. And then Jordan Love throws an interception. The Browns score. Then the Packers kick what they think would be the winning field goal. That gets blocked. The Browns drive it down the field, and they end up winning 13-10. So the Packers very humble this week, but now very excited because this is the game where Micah Parsons, who they made the huge trade for, goes against his old team, the Cowboys. This is going to be just a ratings nuts for NBC on Sunday Night Football between the Packers and the Cowboys.
I love when it's on Sunday night because I can kick back and relax. Sunday night. I take my nap in the afternoon, so I'm set for Sunday night because I still have to get up 4:30 in the morning. But I love it. Hey, you know what I love?
And I won't be going to bed, as you know, right?
Yeah, you never sleep.
The game gets over with. I'll still be working on reports and editing stuff until 4 in the morning.
You're a medical.
Hey, you know,
you are
they pay me to cover games. It's a pretty good gig.
You're a medical miracle. We don't know how a human being can get no sleep. You just keep on going.
Well, I take naps during the press conference, but anyway.
Okay, and five-hour energies, little things of those. Hey, Mike, thank you very much. Have a safe week. Keep it safe. I know you're on the road all the time with the Packers and the Brewers and the Badgers. You're all over the place. Keep it safe, and we'll talk to you next Friday, okay?
You bet, pal. I head to Dallas tomorrow, and I'll have reports from Dallas, hopefully on a Packers win on your show Monday morning.
Okay, my friend. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, Mike Clemens. Always good to talk to Mike. Love that guy. All right, it's 9 o'clock. I'm Don Rosen. You have yourself a nice, safe weekend. I'll catch you here Monday morning at 6 a.m. bright and early. Hey, guess what? Dan Marcus up next, and he's got another keyword in our multi-state text to win contest. Keep it right here at WRJN. Enjoy the night, enjoy the day, enjoy the weekend, and it's right now exactly 9 o'clock on the dot.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is about to open today's session of the UN General Assembly in New York.
The Prime Minister is expected to speak out against countries who have recognized a Palestinian state in his address to the UN and also in his meetings with leaders on the sidelines.
He comes following President Trump, who has basically laid the predicate.
But the main event won't be in New York, but at the White House, says former State Department Middle East negotiator Aaron David Miller.
It will come on Monday when he sits with the president.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
At President Trump's urging, a federal grand jury has indicted a longtime foe, former FBI Director James Comey. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
In an untraditional move, the new acting U.S. attorney, Lindsay Halligan, was the only one to sign the charging documents. No other assistant U.S. attorney did so. Last night, one longtime assistant U.S. attorney